Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting second. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting sixth. The DH, Willie Norwood. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Darryl Jackson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. And now, play ball. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Smalley moves to second. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norwood. The throw from May and he is safe. Norwood steals second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to third for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive towards third. Bannister catches it and throws to second to double up Powell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Castano. Torres moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive to right field. Rivera throws towards Smalley. Smalley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smalley. Rivera throws the ball into Borgman, who tags May, who came all the way around to try to score, for the out. Torres scores. May moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Borgman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Edwards moves to second. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Edwards moves to third. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Powell scores. Borgman moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Bomba Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Moore reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Pryor scores. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Mike Baksik now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Powell takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Borgman hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Randall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horta for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington pinch hits for Rusty Torres. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing right field. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Steve Trout now pitching. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Jackson moves to third. Edwards moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Norwood is walked intentionally. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Gates now playing second base. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randall for the out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Norwood is walked intentionally. Jose Morales pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Landreau now playing center field. Dave Edwards now playing right field. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.